Perfect timing. Can somebody put this on?
Yes.
Is it on?
Should be.
Can you hear me?
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here with us. We have but a few announcements this morning. First of all, we are looking for a few more volunteers for our Vacation Bible School. That will take place from July 8th through July 12th. More importantly, we need kids to be in our Vacation Bible School. That would be wonderful if we could do that. A reminder, particularly to our visitors today, that everyone is invited for a time of fellowship and refreshment in our fellowship hall, which is out this door and down the hall after the service. So you're welcome to join us. We hope that you will do that. We'd like to offer our congratulations to the Westfield High sports teams this spring. The volleyball team won the state championship. The softball team made it to the state finals for the third year in a row. They weren't lucky, but how many teams get to do that? So congratulations to them and to the baseball team who also made the final four. Four bombs. Also, somewhere in the works, in the middle of my head here somewhere, I want you to save the date of September 15th, because we're all going to Stanley Park and we're going to have a church service at the Beverage Pavilion and have a nice picnic afterwards, and we're going to be joined by many other churches. Southwick, Granville, Feeding Hills, Aguilon, West Springfield, Second Congregational, First Methodist, and Church of the Atonement. So it should be a great day. We'll talk about how you can help as the time comes a little closer. Also, this Friday night, in the middle of the heat, first of all, if you haven't watched the news and paid attention to the weather, it's going to get very warm this week. Please hydrate, keep yourself safe. And if you're feeling brave, the Strawberry Festival is at Church of the Atonement. Why am I talking about that? Because we're a sponsor. Why is First Congregational Church a sponsor? Because the proceeds are going to the Westfield Food Pantry. They've already raised $9,000 before a single strawberry has been consumed. So that's awesome. I'm so proud that our church could be a part of that. That came from our church council. Also on Monday, tomorrow evening at Feeding Hills Congregational Church, Merciful Conversations on Race. Dan has been with me there. If you wanted to take part in that but you missed the first two, please join us tomorrow evening at 6:30 at Feeding Hills Congregational. You're welcome, even though you missed the first two, you can come. We're going to do that the next two Mondays. Are there any other announcements this morning? Oh, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. It's a great day. If you're celebrating Father's Day, go ahead. We do recognize, though, that there are some people who are missing their fathers, or this day isn't always great. But we'll remember you in prayer today, too. So we're remembering all of our dads, all of you who are dads, or grandfathers, or great-grandfathers. We'll day, as well as those who struggle with this day. That should conclude our announcements this morning. Let us worship God.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship as found in your worship guide. Called to be branches in Christ's body.
We are to be connected to the vine.
Called to be mustard bushes offering shade to God's creatures.
We search for places to plant the seeds of faith.
Called to be growing with God in the midst of this world's painful questions.
We seek God's nurturing presence.
Please join in our opening hymn, Spirit of the Living God, found in the blue hymnal, number 276. Done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we try to persuade people, but we ourselves are well known to God, and I hope that we are also well known to your consciences. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you an opportunity to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast in outward appearance and not in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for the one who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we know once knew Christ from a human point of view, we no longer know him in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Look, new things have come into being. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in an antiphonal reading of Psalm 20. This side is the left, and this side is the right. May the Lord answer
you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Send you help from the holy place of the Lord, and strengthen you out of Zion. Remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Grant you your heart's desire and prosper all your plans.
The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, and then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come. He also said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but explained everything in private to his disciples. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Summer is coming. It's going to come rather quickly, and it's going to be very, very warm, as we talked about earlier. But when summer comes, cookouts and picnics and all kinds of celebrations that we have outdoors, and it introduces us to a whole variety of food, which, in case you haven't noticed, is one of my favorite things about life, really, is the food. But, because I have not missed many meals, trust me. But I want to ask you, what is your favorite food to prepare in the summer? Take a moment and think about it.
A restaurant.
My mother is smiling upon you right now, Judy. Her favorite thing to make were reservations, so it's not good. But think about, what is your favorite summer food? Do you follow a recipe? Think about it for just a moment. And if you feel comfortable, turn and talk to someone and share your favorite summer food to make or prepare. Ready? Go. Now, all I could think of as I was going through that
There's an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. How many have seen that show? I mean, it's in the reruns or whatever. If you haven't, I'm sorry, you're going to have to bear with me for just a moment. In Everybody Loves Raymond, the in-laws live across the street. Marie Barone is the consummate Italian cook, though. She cooks wonderful food. And one day she decides that she is going to teach her daughter-in-law, Deborah, how to make the favorite family meatballs. And she brings over all the ingredients to do so and all the different spices, except that on the container that's supposed to have the basil, she really had tarragon and put the label of basil over the tarragon. That one little ingredient changed the taste of the meatballs. They weren't awful, but they weren't hers. But that one change, all the different spices and things that went into those meatballs were the same, but one little change. I'm going there this morning because I want to talk about a mustard seed moment. Mustard seeds, as we heard in our gospel, they're the smallest of all the seeds that are out there. I don't know if you have seen pictures or photos of a mustard bush or a mustard tree. They're gorgeous, big, beautiful things, expansive. If you were on Facebook and you looked at the picture that we used for our ad, that was a mustard tree. We use that today. But we all have what I call those mustard seed moments. What do I mean? Well, we do simple little things in our lives that can make a huge difference. Even to the point where it's simply letting someone cut in front of you on I-91. We don't know why that person's in a hurry. We might be a little bit annoyed, but we don't know where they're going or what their issue is at that point, so we can kind of just let them go. We did it with a smile and a wave. And not some other gesture that we wanted to get. Okay? We don't do that. Not a mustard seed moment, my friends. But what if you're standing in line at Big Y or Stop and Shop, and the person behind you only has two items, and you have a cart full? How many of us have let that person cut in front of us? All right? We've been, oh, please, you go ahead. You've made that person's day. You've planted that. Someone can show that act of kindness. That's a mustard seed moment. Because we don't know what's going to happen because we did that small act. We have these moments all over the place. Maybe you smiled at the clerk or you said thank you or told that person to, I hope you have a nice day. I'm going to teach you the difference really fast. I digress, but I'm going there. If you say to somebody, have a nice day, you're telling them what to do. I hope you have a nice day is a wish. Keep that in mind, mustard seed moment, friends. All right? One of the brothers that I taught, with whom I taught in Florida. Oh, brother, have a nice day. Don't tell me what to do, please. But brother, I hope you have, he's trying to teach them, I hope you have a nice day. But when we offer that wish, when did somebody did just blast at them? Maybe somebody was just terrible to them at that moment. Maybe somebody, imagine somebody coming up to Mike or Mark Weiner at the end of a baseball game. Good job, ump. You did a great job in that game today. Instead of, here are my glasses, umpire, so that you can see better. I know, really. But something like that goes a long way. Think about all the things that we do. The ladies who work in our thrift shop. The things that they do for other people. And the smile and the greeting that we give goes a long way to share in what we're called to do, what Jesus tells us to do. To go, when we host the food truck, it's not that big a deal. It's a mustard seed moment. We do that and we share our faith because we're feeding the homeless, we're feeding the hungry. We give things away in the thrift shop to those who are in need. We're clothing those who need clothes. We participate as a sponsor. That's a drop in the bucket for us to be able to pay for that sponsorship for the food pantry. Mustard seed. Very, very small thing that we can do. But it goes so far. We invite someone to come to church with us. It's not a big deal, but they come. Mustard seed moment. So, my friends, I encourage and invite you throughout the next week, the next couple of weeks, I want all of us to think about our own mustard seed moments. What can we do? What can we plant to help grow the faith? What can we plant to help extend the kingdom of God? Right here in Westfield, Southwick, Agawam, Feeding Hills, and beyond. We don't know what our small little act can do. But I will bet money that it grows exponentially to the size of a mustard tree, mustard bush, a mighty oak. We don't know. But let's find out. Amen. Amen. Let's take a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are mindful of those joys and concerns that we have, particularly those that are listed in our bulletin, as we pray for members and friends of our congregation, for Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Barbara, Anne, Jeff, Dave, Heidi, Nancy, Castle, Kathy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Lindsay, Kurt, Ariana, John, Susan, Betty, Mark, Bruce, Alan, Jody, Peter, Karen, Geneva, Janet, Kelly, Trish, Nancy, and Ed. We remember our friends in senior care facilities for Nancy, Joan, Betty, Bob, and Leslie. We celebrate with our over 80 birthdays. Happy birthday to Joyce. For our prayer this morning, I ask that you please respond, I will say, loving God, hear our prayers.
Your response is listed in the bulletin. You live among us. Yes. Please, pray with me. Lord God, you insert yourself into the affairs of humankind through Jesus, the Messiah, because no earthly leaders are able to redeem the world you love so deeply. You have spoken, and you will accomplish it. Loving God, hear our prayers. Heavenly Father and Mother, even as you planted the majestic cedar tree and made it tall, so you also have brought us forth to bear fruit in every age, from young to old. Loving God, you hear our prayers. Lord Jesus Christ, help us look at you and others with the spiritual eyes of faith, knowing that we are your new creation. Even as you died and rose for us, urge us to live and care for others. Loving God, you hear our prayers. Your kingdom, Lord God, is a seed-planting kingdom. Help the kernel of life in every shell of every single body gathered here for worship split and sprout like seed in good soil, always looking forward to your day of harvest. Loving God, you hear our prayers. Holy Spirit, nations and leaders rise and fall like trees in a storm. In this age, give us the wisdom to depend upon God's holy promises and commands as our primary guides in life. Loving God, you hear our prayers. Help us minister to those who need their health restored, their hope reinvigorated, their love rekindled. Bring us a joy greater than happiness, a love beyond imagination. And may our last illness bring us to your throne of grace. At this time, I invite you to take just a moment to quietly reflect on those people, those prayers and intentions that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. Loving God, you hear our prayers. You live among us. The love of God is one. New life has begun. We ask you, dear God, to hear our prayers and to grant them as you see fit. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, our brother. Amen. When it comes to our resources, we build walls of security around ourselves with our money, time, energy, and activity. We forget that our true home and our true security is found in God alone. May God transform our heart's desire until our actions align with God's will for our lives. And with this, our morning offering will be received. Thank you. and nurtured lovingly, so that God's way may be realized anew in this world. Grant us the humility we need to plant and then tend your precious garden. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning can be found in our blue hymnal, number 299, O For a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Is a mystery, and we too walk by faith. Amen.